I want to zero in on two words tonight. The title of this is, He's a Much More God. I want to start out by asking you three questions. Do you think and believe that God is able and wants to meet all of your needs? That's good. If you answered yes. Do you think and believe that God is able and wants to give you what you ask for? All right, then that's better than yes to question one. Do you think and believe that God wants to do much more than we can ask or think?
Yes.
If you said yes to that, then you're at the best level in your thinking and believing. These three questions really reveal where people really are at in their believing God. You know, there's many people that believe that he'll meet their needs, but you start getting into these other two questions and they start humming and hawing and, well, you know, I don't know, you know. Have you ever met somebody like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Some people have taken up residence at down at 101 Barely Get Along Street, because that's the way they think and that's the way they believe. And, you know, some people think too small when they think about God and what he can do in their lives. In Maxwell's book, Just a Thought, actually I think Stanley Jones said this, the chief way that you and I are disloyal to Christ is when we make small what he intends to make large. Do you realize that God works with his people at the level of their giving, the level of their thinking and believing? Because he can't go beyond what you're believing and thinking. Your thinking controls your believing, actually, if you don't say that. Now, believing is like a thermostat. We use a thermostat to set the room temperatures. This building, they do it with the computer. In fact, George can do it from home with his phone. He can set this building temperatures, you know, because it's no use to keep it real, real warm in here and burn up a lot of electricity with fans blowing and burn up a lot of fuel out there in that building out there where that boiler is to keep a boiler going 24 hours a day. It doesn't necessary. So we can, and so like on Sunday, five o'clock in the morning, he sets the temperature up, and by the time everybody gets here at 10 o'clock, it's nice and warm in the building. You know, you do the same thing at your house. Many of the new houses now do have that electronic where you set your thermostat electronically. When that thermostat is set, that furnace or that air conditioner can only deliver what the thermostat is set for. Although the heater and the air conditioner can produce a lot more, but they only can produce what the thermostat tells them to do. And just like a thermostat that sets the level of coolness or the warmth, our thinking and believing sets the level of what God can do in our lives. Now, I know this is sort of different thinking, but when you begin to really boil it down and think about it, it's the truth. Because he can only give you as much as you're able to believe for, much as your faith is. You know, our believing and our thinking can be adjusted like a thermostat. My dad used to say, many people are wanting blessings, but they have never developed their faith in order to receive that blessing. In other words, they've never set the thermostat. How do you go about setting your thermostat to a higher level? By knowing the Word of God. Knowing the Word of God. And you see, you know, you may need to set your financial thermostat. You may need to set your healing thermostat up a little bit. You may need to set your employment thermostat. You see, there's many things we believe God for. Now, when Dad started out, left that church in the middle of my third grade year in 1949, he had his healing thermostat was set way high. And we had no trouble getting healing, but I want to tell you what, we like to starve to death. I mean, we left a church where he was the pastor, he got a salary, and now we're out here, and he's traveling all over the country, and whatever they pay him is what we got to live on, and sometimes it wasn't even enough to buy his fuel for his car. And he got to praying about this, and that's when the Lord told him, you got to use the same kind of faith in finances that you did in healing. And so, you see, so many people are believing God, but you got to set that thermostat on the specific thing that you're believing God for. You know, that's what we have to do. Now, we're just going to read here from 2 Chronicles 25, 5 through 9, and I just want to pay attention actually to the last clause in it, but I need to read the whole thing to get it, to get you. Then Ahimaaz organized the army, assigning generals and captains for the Judah and Benjamin. He took a census and found that he had an army of 300,000 select troops, 20 years old and older, all trained to use the spear and the shield. He also paid 7,500 pounds of silver to hire 100,000 experienced fighting men from Israel. I'm reading from New Living. But a man of God came to him and said, Your Majesty, do not hire troops from Israel, for the Lord is not with Israel. He will not help those people of Ephraim. If you let them go with your troops into battle, you will be defeated by the enemy no matter how well they fight. God will overthrow you, for he has the power to help you or to trip you up. Ahimaaz asked the man of God, But what about all the silver I paid to hire this army of Israel? Now here's what I want you to get. The man of God, the prophet would be in the other translation, replied, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. He's telling him, the God can give you much more. Now it sounds like that that he was, oh man, look at all this money I'm out, 700 pounds of silver. But then the prophet was telling him, the Lord is able to give you much more. Sometimes we get so concerned about things in the natural and forget that no matter if the devil's taking it away from us, God can give us much more. Go look at Job. The whole book of Job only took about 9 months, tell you that. But when you get to the last part, when God restored, it says he gave him twice as much How many have read that in there? That's much more, isn't it? That's much more. You know, there he said that the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Another version says the Lord has plenty. He can give you much more than that. Another version says, don't worry about the money. It's nothing compared to what the eternal has to give to you. You know, so what he was trying to tell him, hey, don't look at the natural, because God has much more for you. You know, the Bible's also full of a lot of scriptures, and I'm going to read, you know, actually Isaiah says in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 in the New Living, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far above anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God thinks differently enough than we do. That's why we're always talking to you about getting into the Word, because and finding out who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, then you begin to think like God. Hello. You know, we got to, God, how does God think? God thinks according to his riches and resources. He thinks according to his power and might. He thinks in line with what he is capable of producing. Unconsciously, we think and act to what we believe that we're capable of doing. You make decisions and buy something based on the resources that you have. If you don't, you get yourself in trouble. Well, God does the same thing. So he makes a decision based on the resources he has, and he has unlimited resources. Oh. And whenever God finds a person that thinks and believes in line with the Word of God like he does, he's ready there with the shovel of much more. Hello. You know, as we begin to look at this, thinking, believing, and saying has something to do with it. Of course, that goes with our faith. We know that. Matthew 30 in the New King James. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today it is and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you? And he was talking to the disciples, and they said, oh, you have little faith. Now let's look at this. Here's some more scriptures with much more in it. We're going to read several here. Matthew 7 and 11, and 7:11 in the 7:11 in the New Translation. I don't know why that hit me like that, but it just did. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you good gifts to those who ask him? In Romans 5:10 it says, for when we were enemies and we were reconciled, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now here's another one. It says, talking about the free gift that was given to us. If by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of the one and man Jesus Christ. Then we got Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned, through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:8-11. Should we expect far greater glory under the new way now that the Holy Spirit is giving life? If the old way which brings condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way which makes us right with God? In fact, the first glory was not glorious at all compared with the overwhelming glory of the new way. So if the old way which has been replaced was glorious, how much more glorious is the new which remains forever? Hebrews 9:13. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer could cleanse people's bodies from in ceremonial impurity. Just think, how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice. Now, you can find a whole lot more scriptures in the Word of God that talks about much more. I just read those because I wanted you to see God is a God of much more. There in Romans, he's talking about Jesus Christ being compared to Adam, the Adam that sinned, and Jesus Christ, the one that didn't sin, the one that didn't yield to temptation, the one that died for us, and he's talking about how much more we have than what Adam had. How much more we have. How much more? Turn to your neighbor and say, much, how much more? What did this tell us? What did these verses tell us? That God does things in a much greater way than we could ever think about. In fact, the Word of God talks about that. It says he'll do things that we can't even fathom or think about if we'll just believe. You know, we don't need to get overwhelmed in the battles of life as the devil comes after us with all kinds of situations and all kinds of circumstances. All we need to do is just say, well, I got a much more God. I never, in all of my dad, living with my dad from the time I was born till he went on to be with the Lord, I never saw him get flustered or upset at any situation that come his direction. He just always said, God is a God that will take care of it. He said, it's just an opportunity to prove God's word works, and he's talking about the much more. The Word of God tells us that God is a God of much more. If you want to get a hold of being working with the God of much more, you got to have your thinking right. And you got to have your believing right. And we talk about that all the time. In fact, there's a little book out there in the bookstore called Right and Wrong Thinking. And in it, it talks about wrong thinking will cause wrong believing. Wrong believing will cause you to get nothing. Right thinking, in other words, thinking in line with the Word of God, causes you to have right believing, and that causes you to get in line with the God of much more. You know, we have to begin to declare, maybe I should say it this way, we have to begin to declare that God can do much more than we could ever ask or think. We read it all the time. God is the God of impossible. We talk about it. We talk about how God is this and that. But sometimes we're just talking and not believing. I've seen a lot of people. Actually, I have seen people that knew could tell, well, I'll just use this. Way back when school first started, there were several of us there. There was just me and two more guys. And so we were going to go to a Drillers baseball game. And several was going, and I think even some of the students went. I can't remember exactly. And so I told them, I said, okay, I got to have the money by a certain time because I got the tickets reserved, but we have to purchase them at a certain time. Any of you ever done that down here with the Drillers? You can do that if you're taking a group. And so this one guy said, man, I really want to go that. And this guy sat there and told him about how to believe God, how to confess, and come the day to pay, the guy that was telling him, this other guy that didn't have the money, didn't know what he was going to do, he started doing what the man told him, and he had the money. This guy said, I really wanted to go, but I don't have the money. He knew all about it, but he wasn't doing anything about it. Hello? And he didn't get to go. How many understand what I'm talking about? So there's a lot of people, and I don't want any of you to be that way, but there's a lot of people that would talk about, oh yeah, he's the God of much more. He can do anything. He's the God. But they're not doing anything about tapping in to the much more. I want you to tap into the much more because the Bible says we can. Hello. We need to begin to declare it. I mean, right in the face of opposition, we declare what God said. Just like Paul on that pitching, rolling deck of that ship that was in the storm. He stood there and he said, I believe God. I believe God. Matthew 20:21 in the New Living says, then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. Come on now. Much more. Much more. Much more. He comes to empower us to do much more than we think we can. But you got to believe it and start acting like it. Hello. You know, in the natural, you may not be able to do it. Take care of your situation, but that's not where you need to stay. You need to realize that God will take care of the situation. He will give you what you need to do it. I mean, Dad looked at me and said, you went to Bible school, you start it. I never put any curriculum together in my life. Well, you know what? I said, all right, God, this is you. And I believe that with you helping me and me doing what I need to do in the natural and you coming through here, that we can put this school together. And we did. And it's still in existence today. But you see, we got to believe that the God that we talk about, the God we sing about, is the God that will do much more than we have ever thought or that we can think about. You know, we need to exercise our faith and walk in much more. We need to begin to say, I can accomplish much more. I can do much more. You know, people look at me at my age. In fact, I just had a person the other day. I mean, they retired from preaching already. And they looked at me and said, "How do you do that? Oh, I don't know how you're doing that." So I'm just doing what God said do. It's God. It ain't me. See, too many people depended too much on the natural. Now, the natural has something to do with it. You know, like I tell you all the time, the natural and supernatural working together. But you know what? I just believe that I can do it. And because I believe God can help me, I'm still doing it. I mean, thank God. Praise the Lord. You see, we've got to walk in the much more and believe in the God of much more and talk about the God of much more and tell the Mr. Devil, "Hey, listen, I serve a God of much more. You get out of here. You ain't got no business in here. What's the matter with you anyway? You done been defeated anyway." See, we need to realize that there's much more power than we've ever tapped into. There's much more provision than you've ever tapped into. There's much more strength than you've ever tapped into. I thank God for strength every day. He's my strength. Bible says it, so I believe it. Right? You know, he's much more. The Bible says that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and everything that's under the hill, my dad used to say. But see, many times we talk about things about God and the Word, but we are not really putting it into action. Hello, don't look at me like that. Now you were Abraham Manning, and now all of a sudden I make a statement like that. Many people are living, they're born again, even spirit-filled, but they're living far below what God intended for them to live. Come on now. They know about this, but they've never got in the Word and studied themselves and learned how to appropriate it for themselves. They've learned about the God of much more. They can even talk about the God of much more, but they're not appropriating it for themselves. And I can't do it for you. Your friend can't, your wife can't, your husband can't, your brother, your sister. Nobody else can. You have to do it for yourself. Tap into the God of the much more. Because it's an individual thing. Hello. So, how are we going to tap into the God of much more? Well, first, you got to find out what God has actually said that we can have. And then realize that he's the God of much more, even though we've already got this, there's much more where that came from. Amen. Find the promises in the Word of God that cover whatever it is you need, and then begin to say, God is the God of much more. He's going to supply much more than I really need. You know, if your current blessing level isn't where it's supposed to be, then you got to reset your thermostat. Hello? Secondly, you've got to believe what God's Word says instead of listening to what circumstances, what situations, what this person is saying and that person is saying. You have to begin to believe that God is more than enough is going to come through for you. Now I'm going to tell you, The minute you start this, the devil is going to find out if you really believe it. He will throw everything he can at you to discourage you. And that's when you have to dig your heels in the ground and say, Mr. Devil, roar all you want. Do whatever you want. I, my God, is much more than you can ever throw at me. Come on now. You know, you have to, if you're going to walk this road, you got to be fully persuaded. Excuse me. Not just partially, not just think so. You got to be fully persuaded. Abraham was so fully persuaded that he kept believing God and saying that he was the father of many for about 17 years. Everybody wants everything all at once. If you find out in the Bible, people that believed God, sometimes they just kept believing God, and then it came to pass. Hello? Now, you can only experience the much more when you begin to speak the scriptures out of your mouth. So, what is the third thing we need to do? We need to speak it out of our mouth. Say it. God is a God of much more. we need to say that. We need to say and begin to speak the scripture out of our mouth and say, listen, there is no weapon formed against me that can prosper. God has much more than anything that can come my direction. I mean, I don't care what it is. You know, I mean, we face all kinds of situations around here all the time and that are not in the budget. And it costs money. Like the pipe that broke in the NRC. Like the pipe that broke over there in our administration building. Like a whole lot of other things that happen around here. But you know what? Somebody said, oh, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to do what we always do. We're just going to keep believing God because God has much more than we have ever tapped into yet. And you know what? I'll be at home, you know, something has happened, and I'll be at home, and I'll get a text from the accounting department saying, oh, we just got a check for 10 grand. Boy, I shout, hallelujah. That's my God of much more coming in. You know, when stuff goes wrong in a campus like this, about 110 acres, what, 17, 18 buildings? I don't know what they are. When something goes wrong, it ain't $25. It's a whole lot more than that. But our God is much more. Whatever happens to you, and you have stuff like that happening in your life, that's when you have to stand up strong and say, God is much more. Hallelujah. Stand up and praise God right now. It's time to quit. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. You are much more than any problem, any circumstances, any financial problem, any physical problem, any emotional problem, any problem we have. You are more, and we are more than enough. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, if you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, or you know what it is to serve God, but you have got off on the wrong road and you just need to come back and rededicate your life, or you'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, according to what it says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. Or if you need prayer for anything, the ladies are here. The men are over here. Come down as we're dismissed. Y'all come. You come down. They'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember all the announcements that Brother Bill talked about? Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. That's where people in different age groups meet together in the smaller groups. And if you want to make a big church large church small, just go to one of those School of the Bible classes and start meeting people, and then all of a sudden you'll see people all over the place that you know, and it doesn't feel big anymore. All right, turn around, shake hands with somebody, and say, "My God is a much more God." If you need prayer for salvation, rededication, Holy Spirit, any reason you need prayer, come to the front right now.